state of decomposition, making identification very difficult. There were no signs of external trauma. The investigation continues this morning into how a woman was fatally struck by a pickup truck while crossing College Avenue in Santa Rosa early yesterday. The truck driver was a 21-year-old Santa Rosa resident who fully cooperated with police. According to witnesses, she appears to have been in the crosswalk, but it does not appear she had activated the flashing lights. College Avenue between Beaver and Humboldt was closed during the investigation. The victim's name has not yet been released.
The Beltway is going to be down for 4 years, but the main thing they got to do right now is get that shipping channel open, because you're going to punish Baltimore.
The long-term effects of the Maryland Bridge collapse are just starting to be assessed. Recovery efforts are set to resume for the six construction workers who are now presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing the structure to collapse. The ship lost its steering capability before it hit the bridge pillar around 1:30 Tuesday morning. In sports, the Warriors beat the Miami Heat 113-92 last night. They'll play in Orlando today. And your forecast, today mainly cloudy with light rain moving in by early afternoon. It will be heaviest late in the day and into tonight. Expect highs in the 50s. Tonight, showers, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, just a chance of a scattered morning shower. Then mainly cloudy with upper 50s. More rain on Friday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Oh, Amora, before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Catelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
Okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
E-O-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me!
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Santa Rosa Diesel services all light-duty diesel vehicles and equipment. Santa Rosa Diesel is Sonoma County's diesel specialist in engine diagnostics and repair, oil changes, brakes, AC service, even pre-purchase inspections. The pros at Santa Rosa Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
102.7 The Wolf.
And away we go on a Wednesday morning. Rocker Ricky Michaels here with a whole bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you. Foreigners coming up in a couple moments. Also got the Outfield on the way. Genesis, the Average White Band, some Eddie Money, Loverboy, and Queen coming up. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
I'm things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain.
Tonight. All
right, let's get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Wednesday morning from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Good morning. Off to a good start on this Wednesday. Mark Nieto checking in with traffic. We're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. No major problems out there reported by the CHP. If you're making the early 101 commute southbound, trying to get down towards Marin County and San Francisco, no delays yet through the Novato Narrows. You're only looking at a 37-minute commute from Highway 116 in Petaluma all the way down to the Golden Gate Bridge. There was some overnight road work on Highway 12 near Dutton. That should be picked up now. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Former Guerneville resident Lynette Squeaky Frome tries to shoot President Gerald Ford in Sacramento. Brazilian soccer superstar Pelé takes the field for the first time in America to wild cheers. In Sonoma County, everyone attends the opening of the new movie filmed in Santa Rosa, Smile. The ad in the paper reads, Peaches and Cream, the American dream. Will she go all the way? And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
75 in the average white band at 102.7 The Wolf. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. If you haven't been over to the website, it is thewolf.fm. And while you're there, you can join up with the Wolf Pack. We got some members celebrating birthdays today. Catherine Oak, happy birthday to you, as well as Yvonne Cornelius of Sebastopol. Barbara McIntyre, happy birthday to you. Janet McClelland, Mark Perkins, and Charles Boyd. Very happy birthday to all of you guys. Enjoy from all of us here at The Wolf.
The news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Sonoma County Sheriff's Deputy Nick Delia was released from the hospital yesterday, 22 days after suffering critical injuries responding to a deputy-involved shooting on March 4th. He suffered a traumatic brain injury along with severe burns to his back and faces a long road to recovery. He was given a warm send-off, surrounded by dozens of sheriff's deputies and supporters, as he was transported to a rehabilitation facility. With the election results now official, Napa